This is day 7, and today's devotion is titled, What's on Your Mind? By Karen Hagman. But first, let's come to the Lord in worship and praise.
Close to your heart, I hear you singing over.
Proverbs 4:23 through 26 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path." A while back, I got an email from a woman who saw something I posted online. She was going through a very difficult situation similar to mine. I could completely relate to her feelings of shame and isolation. She thanked me and expressed how grateful she was to stumble across my post. It helped her not feel so alone. We later met up for coffee, and I was able to encourage her even more. This made me think about how much influence we really have through social media. More and more people are using this type of network to connect. One of the benefits is it's a quick and easy way to communicate with so many people. It helps to keep in touch with family and friends we may not see or talk to very often. Unfortunately, there can be a lot of negativity as well. This technology platform has made it possible for us to hide behind our computers and post about anything and everything, including inappropriate or hurtful comments that have the power to ruin relationships. However, if we follow what it says in Proverbs 4:24, to avoid all perverse talk, stay away from corrupt speech, we can choose to walk a different path. We can be a positive influence everywhere we go, and that includes the social media world. The key for us is being kind, authentic, and compassionate as we share our stories and interact with others. Every time I log into one of my favorite social media websites, I'm asked the same question: what's on your mind? I often post about my daily life and struggles. I love sharing what God is doing in my life. I'm able to encourage those around me and be encouraged. It's a great way to start a conversation. Many times I find that someone else is experiencing the same struggles I am. Life is rarely picture perfect, and it's reassuring to know we're not alone. God comforts us in our troubles and gives us the opportunity to comfort others. This creates an atmosphere of vulnerability and honesty with one another, which can then lead to healing. Today, I encourage you to pray about how and what you communicate on social media. Our words can bring life or death. Think twice before you click on that post button. Is it going to tear someone down or lift them up? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to share your love with this world. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a platform, an opportunity to let our words impact and encourage someone else. Lord, we want them to be glorifying to you. We want to honor you in all that we do and say. Would you help us do that today in every arena of conversation we have? In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is Proverbs 4:23 through 26. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23 through 26. Let's say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23 through 26. One more time, let's say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23 through 26. All right, great job. Let's go out and communicate God's love on every platform available to us today.